Thank you and welcome back. Frost advisories all the way down to Nebraska and northwest Iowa. Freeze warnings down past Brookings and Redwood Falls, Minnesota, westward to the Missouri. It's a significant cold event. Could result in damage to crops in parts of the nation's northern tier.
We are going to have to talk a little bit more about sub-freezing temperatures in parts of the nation's midsection.
As USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey discusses early Tuesday freezes across parts of the northern and central plains, Intermountain West, and western Corn Belt.
And it looks like we're going to do it again on the morning of May 20th across roughly the same region.
Concerns grow about this latest round of cold this late in the growing season and impacts to crops.
In between these cold events, we've had some very high temperatures, and so that has pushed crops along in some cases as much as 1 to 3 weeks ahead of schedule. We certainly see that for the winter wheat crop and for any of the early planted summer crops coming along pretty quickly, and so that is a concern.
In particular, the nation's winter wheat crop already plagued in many areas by multiple freezes and extreme dryness.
Brad Rippey, what crops might be impacted as a result of this freeze?
Implications continue to be on this very low condition winter wheat crop hit hard by drought, and multiple freezes so far this spring has taken a significant toll on this crop. And as we continue to look at those low condition ratings, every additional freeze event can cause more harm to jointing to heading wheat. So we'll continue to watch that as we do see some heading pretty far north and ahead of schedule in some of our northern production states. Also with forage crops, you have to be concerned with these low temperatures, temperatures that have in some cases dropped well down in the 20s, burning back that pasture growth, the forage crops, and that can reduce the amount of feed and quality feed that is available to animals, may require some supplemental feed, and it just sets back the pastures that in many cases are also affected by drought. And of course, for any spring sown crops, small grains tend to be pretty hardy amid these types of conditions, but then you do have to be concerned with any corn or soybeans that overlap these sub-freezing temperatures because they're a lot less hardy and can be damaged down to the growing point by temperatures in the upper 20s to even lower 30s in some cases.
Okay, that's the bad part of this active weather event, but it provided some beneficial rain for a few. Actually, quite a few.
The cold front responsible for all this active weather across the nation's midsection has finally begun to shift more to the south and east, and at least temporarily is losing a little bit of its punch. But that front is going to stall, become a stationary front, and it's actually going to leave behind quite a pool of moisture. As we see a new Pacific storm system moving in over the next few days across the west, it will eventually act on that old cold front and the pool of moisture and help to wring out considerable rainfall. Looks like a very big rainfall event over the next 5 days, extending from the southeastern plains and the western Gulf Coast region all the way northeastward into the Ohio Valley and portions of the northern mid-Atlantic states. We're looking at a broad swath from Texas to Pennsylvania, 2 to 6 inches of rain. Some of those highest totals likely to be in southern, central, and eastern Texas, possibly extending toward the Mississippi Delta.
So with the Sunday announced trade deal with China, we might be selling them lots of soybeans. We've got more crush plants, we've got more crushing and more demand for soybeans. Do we have enough? On AgriTalk yesterday, Jamie Giesick, Paradigm Futures in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, with a good crop, we'll be fine. It is tighter than a lot of people anticipated. 6.9% stocks to use is what they're projecting for 26 crop here in the U.S. To me, that says $12 board price isn't necessarily out of line. Now we need to follow through with that. We need to follow through with a 53 bushel yield at the current acres that they have posted. Would more demand from China offset non-China demand? There's that risk and that potential. But, you know, if Brazil's price is going to be that close to us here in the off season, I mean, we're going to be cheaper than them during our fall, more than likely. And if we're not, it's because demand. So margins right now for anybody that processes grain are big. Okay. And that's a major difference between today's day and age and, say, the last downturn in agriculture, 2014 to 2020. Margins for ethanol were slim. Processing hogs, processing cattle, soybean crush plants did not have $3.70 board crush margins. We will have enough product if there's demand for it. I'm hearing rumors of plenty of expansion even on the ethanol side, plants doubling in size in the next few years. So, I mean, I think we'll have product for sale at the right price.
Jamie Giesick, Paradigm Futures in Sioux Falls. This is Inside Agriculture. I'll be right back.